This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We've got a little bit of a mixed bag today. We've got the corn market down a couple cents, but we got the bean market trading a few cents higher, and the wheat market is mixed today. Not a lot of new news out there for the trade to really bite into. Weather is probably the one headline. Of course, we still watch this time of year, Mark. The 6-10 to 8-14 day does bring the heat back into the Midwest here. Plenty of rain in the 6-10 day portion of the map. 8-14 day may be a little bit drier. Bean market seems maybe pricing a little bit of nervousness about that potentially, simply because of what happened last year when the weather kind of patterns changed dramatically in August and September and definitely took the top end off of the crop.
And in that look at the forecast, is there enough heat there to possibly give the markets any kind of market movement to the upside, or does it look like it's just kind of natural seasonal heat?
Well, like you said, they're calling for a little bit above normal temperature, so you can say it's a little bit above seasonal warmth. But at this point, there is no locking in ridge at this point in time. So like I said, it's given the bean market a little bit of support today, but I don't think it's going to be enough at this point unless it really locks in and gets really warm and dry to really get us into a bull market. It seems more like a pause. The other thing we're waiting to see is what happens with the President Trump and the Chinese extension of the trade ceasefire. You know, that was agreed upon about a week and a half ago. The last I heard, President Trump said he had to sign off on it. He had yet to sign off on it.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I have been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
September corn down 2 cents at 379.5. September soybeans up 4 cents at 975.5. September soybean meal down 80 cents at 276.20. September soybean oil up 56 cents at 54.33. Chicago wheat unchanged at 508.25. Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents at 573. Kansas City hard red wheat up 2.5 at 507 even. September oats up 1.25 at 330 even. On the Merck, August live cattle down 55 cents at 233.73. August feeder cattle down $1.03 at 340.03. October lean hogs up 33 cents at 93.13. Class 3 milk up a penny at 17.40. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.